That is the brilliant Karen Harding. I think it's about 2015 that came out. It's on Now 90 as well, if you don't know where to get it. It's such a good tune. I was playing this, on all the dance floors when I was out doing all the big Christmas gigs and stuff, and it's great. Such a floor filler. And on the phone now, I have the lovely Karen Harding. Hello, Karen.
Hello.
Welcome to Drive Time. How are you?
I am feeling really good. Thank you for having us.
That's all right. Do I detect a northeast accent there?
Yes, you do. I am originally from County Durham.
Ah.
Yes.
Where
I think most people don't know that, though. But yeah, I'm from up there.
I'm not going to tell anyone. It's our secret, obviously. Where are you now, then?
I live just outside of London.
Oh, so you've got this nasty weather with us as well, then?
Yes. Exactly. I'm gonna be really nice and sunny one moment, and then I'm gonna pour down on your head the next moment.
Yeah, that's it. It was lovely, and then I had to go into Tesco's on the way into the studio to get us some biscuits, and then I realised you're not in the studio with me, so I'm going to have to eat the biscuits.
Oh, what a shame, because I would have loved some biscuits and tea right now.
Oh, well, I've got a nice cup of Yorkshire tea, and although there are other brands available, and I've got some Tesco's milk chocolate Viennese fingers as well, but they're practically gone now.
Well, good effort then.
Practically gone. So I bet Say Something seems like forever away now, doesn't it?
You know, you said 2015, I'm like, that means it was 5 years old. Oh,
I know.
Man. Crazy.
And I thought about it, I thought, no, that can't be right. And then I thought, hang on, it was on Now 90. And then you realise they're on like Now 105 now. And think, yeah,
wow.
It's got to be at least that if you work it back, because it's like two a year they do. So, yeah, roughly 2015, 2016. In fact, you had another one out in 2016, Open My Eyes, which is another great tune.
That's right, yeah, thank you, yeah.
That's right.
I guess it's been non-stop since then, really.
Well, it's good.
Different people.
You've got a great voice, a great, you're like the queen of the dance, queen of the house, vocal house music, that's what I think you are. Coming
thank
from me.
You.
You're welcome. But you do a lot of collaborations, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I find that working with other, especially in dance music, I find it's quite important now in terms of like building a fan base and also like to try different sounds too.
Yeah, that's good because the different people just do it differently and have a slightly different groove to it. So some might be two-step, some might be really like bang-on handbag type house, that kind of thing.
So
it's nice to do different things. Now, the new project is with the Digital Farm Animals, which is Undo My Heart.
Yes, it is, yeah.
And
sorry, for some reason I cut out there. Yeah.
That's all right. Don't worry. I'd normally fade out after 5 minutes. If you can't hear me, just let me know and I'll turn the mic up.
No, I can hear you fine.
Good. So the new one's called Undo My Heart with the Digital Farm Animals, which we're playing to death here. It's a great little tune. And again, a great dance tune, which is a shame that people can't get out and go dancing.
That is so true. I would love to be able to perform it and just see how the crowd react to it on a dance floor. Like, I'm really missing that. So I guess live streams are just going to have to do, and fire emojis are just going to have to do.
But also, people can dance in their own homes. That's the good thing about it. And it's an uplifting tune as well.
Yeah, I think a lot of people might think it's quite sad, but actually it's really upbeat.
No, it is. I think it's great. Now, I've got a couple of mixes here. I've got one called TV Track, and then I've got the radio mix. And I want to play the TV track, but I don't know what the TV track is. Do you know what that mix is?
The TV track is basically for me, and that's if I was going to sing it. It's basically a PA track.
Ah, so they sent me your PA track.
I'm glad you've got it, because I haven't got it.
I'll send it back to you.
Thank you.
I'll email it over. That's not a problem. I get everything from the PR company.
Okay, great.
One song they gave me the other day even had an instrumental version. I thought, well, this is a new song. How am I going to sing along with it? I don't know the words.
Yeah, that's it.
So how long have you been out and about? How long did it take you to be an overnight success?
Well, I guess an overnight success is a funny word, isn't it? Because I feel like I've been working years and years and years to get to the point. I mean, before saying something, I was gigging a lot locally up in the northeast. I was doing like club gigs where I do old school house covers over modern dance tracks, instrumentals. So I was kind of doing like dance music in that way at that point, but everything was just covers. And what I really wanted to do was obviously do my own material. So I was fortunate enough to get in contact with Emanike, who's done so many tracks now. He's a huge songwriter, producer.
Yeah.
But he actually invited us down, and then we wrote Say Something in a matter of 2 hours, which is crazy. But
wow.
I guess, and then even after Say Something was written, there was still another year and a half when it was just sat on my computer, nobody had heard it, nothing like that. And then I remember it getting played on a radio station, and someone was like, "Karen, I'm pretty sure that's you on it." And I was like, "What the heck? Someone's got a hold of my song," and I didn't even know about it. And from that point on, people were getting in touch with us about being signed and things. And I guess that led to Say Something coming out, you know, on a record label.
Yeah.
And then for me to be able to get my platform that way.
Nice.
I mean, I always knew it was a good song, but I didn't realise it would be a top 10. You know, I really didn't. I thought I was a million miles away from that when I first started.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I hadn't heard it. It didn't come to me via any channels. I was gigging one night, because I do a bit of DJing as well.
Right.
And I was gigging one night, and someone come up and said, "Have you got Karen Harding Say Something?" And I was just in the middle going into a bit of a housey set, and I tapped into my computer, and oh, there it is. Because I get sent a CD of pre-releases, and I make a point now on the radio of listening to everything that comes in, so I can cherry pick and put it on the show. But back then, I didn't, because I wasn't on the radio. I was just going out and doing gigs. And I said, "Okay, let me have a look." Tapped it in. There it was. Popped it up, and oh, this is good. Whacked it on, and the dance floor went mental. Absolutely mental. And I thought, this is a good tune. This is now going in the set, and it does.
Yay.
It does when I do this. The newish house set as opposed to the older stuff, it always goes down a treat. And it can also bridge the gap in between things, because it's a sort of similar beat to or similar BPM to Robin S. Show Me Love.
Yeah.
So you can either go into an older house set, or come out of an older house set into that with your tunes. It is such a good one. Such a good one. You did really well there. Now, a little Dickie Bird told me you tried for Eurovision. Is that
I've
true?
Had the Eurovision. yeah, I did that. I did that when I was maybe like 15, 16.
Wow. Well, yeah. Two years ago then.
So it was quite a few. Why, thank you. It was quite a surreal experience, actually. I learned a lot from that. I learned what TV's like, what it's really like. And it was actually I did the live TV show.
Right.
The UK version for the final six to get to the Eurovision to vote or whatever.
Yeah.
And I remember just feeling incredibly overwhelmed. I sang a Kylie Minogue song of all songs in the world to sing. and yeah, it was a great experience, to be honest.
Do you remember what year it was, roughly? Or what our song was that got through?
It was the year that the Josh guy went through. Josh?
Oh, Josh Dubovey.
Came last, yeah.
Yeah, I know. He's him and his mum and dad are friends of mine, bless him. And do you know what? You escaped with your life. It seemed you escaped with your life not doing it, I think.
The thing is, everyone was so nice. All the contestants were so nice. And Josh was probably the nicest one, actually.
Oh, he's a lovely boy. And I'm so upset what happened. Because it's if you get in the top three or four, it's a career maker. But we seem to be... we're not the darlings of Eurovision anymore, this country.
100%.
And, you know, it seems like a career ruin. I mean, Blue did it. Have you heard from Blue since? No. Even Engelbert Humperdinck did it. And and if that man, with his fan base, couldn't get in the top 10, then, you know, you escaped really, you just got off lightly with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny looking back at it because it was such a great thing to be involved in and try out. You know, I'm grateful that I got the opportunity to do it.
Yes, without a doubt. But yeah, it was the experience that you benefited from at the end of the day. I mean, Josh, as much as he's a great singer, I think he's practically given up that kind of thing. It ruined his career. Which is such a shame. It is such a shame because the boy. I met him on the circuit when he was up and coming, and he was doing the Bublé stuff, and he had that style out there, and he was, you know, everyone was he was creating a buzz, and then that happened.
Yeah.
And what a shame. But we're not there to talk about other people. We're here to talk about you and your new single. So how long's it been out now?
It's been out for just over 2 weeks now.
Yes, lovely. And where can people get it from? All the usual places?
All the usual places, or you've just got to search for Karen Harden and Do My Heart. We released a video like a week ago,
yeah.
I'd say, on Ultra Music Channel, which is my record label. And yeah, it's been flying. I'm so happy with the response, to be honest. A lot of my friends have been texting us, even just out of the blue, saying, I've had your song on repeat, which really means a lot.
It's great. I play it practically every day on drive time, and I've now got a lot of my colleagues playing it as well. So we're not really a dance music station. We're a community station, but we're open to all genres of music. And if it's good, our listeners will enjoy it, that it goes out. And that's why we're doing it, because it is a great little tune. Now, you said you'd just done the video. Was it pre-lockdown or post-lockdown did you make it?
It was just as pre.
Oh, you were lucky.
So we were still, like, you know, obviously aware of everything that was. It felt like it was, what you call it, inevitable that something was going to happen. I mean, we managed to just get it in.
Yeah, that's good.
But yeah, I'm really pleased with it. I've just been dying to get it out. You know, like Undo My Heart. I'm just so glad that it's out.
Yes, it's good. It's good because I know. I'm dropping names here. I know Jonas Blue's mum and dad. I went to school with Jonas Blue's mum, and I worked on the function circuit with his dad, because his dad used to be a videographer, a very good videographer. And he's got a new single just coming out himself, and he's posted up on Facebook yesterday that his dad did the video because they needed a video and they couldn't think of anyone that could do a better job in lockdown. So his dad's directed and filmed the new video.
Oh, wow. I'm going to watch that, you know.
It's a good song. It's a good song. Now, have you thought about a collaboration with him, or would that not happen because of the record labels?
No, I've always been up for a collaboration with Jonas, but it's all about, like, timing and stuff like that,
always,
I think.
Always.
Because we, whenever it seems that we've had records or ideas, or, you know, there's been talk about it, it kind of won't work or whatever. But I'd love to get in the studio with him, even without any collaboration in mind, just to write some songs.
He's a clever boy, he is.
Yeah,
I've known him for donkey's years. His granddad was a photographer, a well-known photographer, and he took photos. Funnily enough, he took photos of my bar mitzvah when I was 13. That was That was 1979.
Wow!
He even offered to do the video for it, because video was just coming in, and my mum said, "Now, what do we want a video for?" 5 years later, my mum goes, "I wish we had a video of your mum." It's typical.
That's what it's like, isn't it?
And then, his dad's a videographer, and he used to work with him on the circuit when I went out and did functions and stuff. So yeah, I know the family pretty well, I should say.
Well, if you want, you can link us up.
I'll try. Listen, it's lovely. Been lovely talking to you.
Nice to talk to you as well.
It really has. It must be nice to do these radio interviews, though, because it breaks the day up these days if you're just stuck indoors with not much to do and a trip to the shops and a trip home again, surely.
Yeah, definitely. I really enjoy talking to people that aren't myself as well, you know.
Now, see, I could say I know that feeling, but I do a radio show, so I talk to myself for 3 hours Monday to Friday.
True. Yeah, you can't get away from that.
So it is lovely to talk to somebody other than myself, and especially someone as lovely as you and talented as you as well.
Thank you.
Keep the dance music going.
Thank you.
We'll keep playing the songs if you keep chucking them at us.
Amazing. Yeah, of course, definitely. Thank you for the support.
No, our pleasure. And I'm going to finish this interview with a big thank you and link into your tune with the Digital Farm Animals and Undo My Heart. What a great tune. Thank you very much, Karen Hardy.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.